We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Albert Breer is with us, MMQB. Albert, we got you?
You got me. I just heard it. I heard it buzz me in, so we're good.
There we go. All right, Albert, good to talk to you. Let's start with this. I was just saying how... First of all, I know in baseball the percentage of vaccinations for the team to get, you know, more freedom is 85%. I've seen that number connected with football. I don't know if that's official or if people are just assuming that because it was for baseball. Do you know about that?
Yeah, well, they're obviously monitoring the other leagues. And I think, I mean, one thing I know is, like, really since the start of all of this, the leagues have been in constant communication. So that's, yep. It's hockey and baseball and basketball and football and even, like, the individual sports, tennis and golf, as to how to handle this. And so I guarantee you, like, that stuff, you know, when that stuff was being determined,
yeah,
it was done in conjunction with one another, you know, and I don't think, yeah, it's by any accident either that a lot of the protocols look alike, you know,
right.
And it's obviously different for every sport. The travel is different from sport to sport and all that. But, you know, I certainly think that there's been some, I guess, collaboration on this whole thing. And, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I've heard about them trying to do is incentivizing guys to get vaccinated. And, I think one way to do it, of course, is, well, you know, if you're vaccinated, then you're going to be under one set of protocols. If you're not
right.
vaccinated, it'll be on another set. And, you know, then if you want to turn up the temperature a little bit more and, guys in your building want to get back to having a normal day-to-day life, then, you know, having one of those percentages there, I think, would be an interesting way to sort of, I guess, maybe amp up peer pressure a little bit and getting guys to say, like, you know, hey, why don't you go get it? Like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, of course. I love when I hear these guys saying, I'm still doing the research. I don't know. The scientists have done the research. But anyway, Albert, it is a competitive advantage for teams that reach the threshold. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yeah. And I can't believe this thing's become as political as it has.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I don't view it as any different than getting a flu shot, to be honest with you. And I'm somebody who, I haven't gotten a flu shot the last few years because the last time I got one, I got, like, deathly ill from it, you know. So, mm-hmm. I just think, you know, this is the sort of thing where I feel like everything else in our country is sort of turned into a divisive issue. And it's hard to believe that some of the things have become so divisive over the last few years. But, you know, I certainly think that one of the things that the NFL, one of the advantages a place like an NFL building has is, that, you know, like you said, like, you know, like educating everybody can actually have a tangible benefit for the success of the company, you know. And so, like, that encourages teams to properly educate their players and then, you know, players to learn about the pluses and minuses and decide whether they want to get it. I'm not for forcing people to get it, but, you know, I certainly think there are good ways to encourage people to do it.
Albert, the Browns are in voluntary OTAs right now. We don't have it confirmed, but we've heard Baker was not there today. Is it a little concerning your quarterback who's going into his fourth year would not be there as a leader?
Yeah, you know, and I reported on something with Kyler, sort of the same thing with Arizona, and there are a few of these that are like this. And I actually think it's interesting, Dustin, because you guys remember, like, I think this was like a few weeks ago where Teddy Bridgewater talked about, you know, how he didn't practice situational football as much in Carolina as he had in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, brought me back to, you know, a conversation I had with Chip Kelly a few years ago where he said that was the biggest thing, the biggest difference between college and pro for him was the amount of work that you do on situational football. And I always translated that to mean, like, in the NFL, you have to win the game in the margins. You have to win on the details because the talent gap is so small. and the gap in talent from team to team is so small that, like, really the little stuff is where you win. And I went and looked this up today. It was interesting because, like, I kind of applied that when I was looking something up today. You know, and you look at, like, the Buccaneers and the run they went on, right? And so Tom Brady actually has said publicly now, I think he said it on a podcast, that he didn't have the offense down until halfway through the year, right? Well, that was even though, like, he had done those workouts during COVID at that high school, right? So he had done, like, everything that he possibly could given the circumstances, and he was still behind, right? So let's say for the argument's sake that he doesn't do that. Well, if he doesn't do that, let's say that instead of winning their last, what was it? I think they won their last five games in a row. Let's say instead of winning their last five games in a row, they went 4-1 over that stretch. Well, now they're 10-6, and instead of playing Washington in the first round of the playoffs, they're going all the way to Seattle, which is over 3,000 miles away, playing against a much better team than Washington, right? Is it fair to say, like, maybe that one game could have, I mean, like you got a much tougher road to the Super Bowl. Maybe you get knocked out in the first round. You know what I mean? So, like, I just think that there are little things like that, like where you look at it and you say, well, if I did that work in the spring and it means one extra win in the fall, then I'm going into the playoffs in a different situation than I would be otherwise, and maybe it makes a difference in the long run, you know? And so I've always sort of thought, like, the NFL is a game that's won on the margins. And look, like, I know, I believe Baker, I've been told this, I don't know if it's out there, but I've been told Baker has been, you know, hosted some workouts in Austin, and that's great. Like, that's another way to get the work done, you know? But I do think that that stuff matters. Whether you're getting that work done in Austin or you're getting that work done in Cleveland, I think the work that you get done this time of year does count because, you know, in the end, it could affect your overall record. Your overall record is going to affect where you are in January.
Albert, let's talk about the fact that in your mailbag column today, you predicted the Bengals were going to make the playoffs. No, you actually didn't do that, but you did list about six things that had to happen for the Bengals to make the playoffs, which I guess is not too bad because there's probably some teams that you couldn't even have that for.
Yeah, well, it's not crazy either. I mean, like, if you look at it, like, really, and I know you follow them closely, Bull, like, what does this come down to? I mean, it's Joe Burrow getting back to where he was. And I think we all saw last year, like, flashes of the player that Joe Burrow can become. And we've seen so many quarterbacks come back successfully from ACLs now. And then it's going to come down to protecting Joe Burrow, which they weren't able to do effectively last year, which is why he got hurt, right? And so that means it's going to be, is Jaxon Carmen a legitimate NFL guard? Is Riley Reiff still have anything left at 32? What does Ja'Marr Chase look like as a number one receiver? You know, so that's on the offensive side. And then, you know, you look at a couple of things on defense. You know, can they get more out of their free agents from a year ago? Trey Waynes, DJ Reader, Von Bell. And, you know, does the swap outs, does that stuff work out? Like, so they lose Carl Lawson, they bring in Trey Hendrickson. They lose William Jackson. They bring in Mike Hilton and Chidobe Awuzie. So, look, I think you have to add those things together, and you can eventually get there. But it's hitting on a lot of things all at once. You know what I mean? Like, sure. And as you guys know, like, the, like, margin for error starts to shrink once people start getting hurt. So it's a simple path. Like, you can kind of draw it out and say, okay, like, this is how maybe they get to 9 wins. But, you know, you need a lot of things to sort of break the right way to get there.
Albert, what's the latest on Julio Jones now that it's June?
The latest is the Falcons don't have the trade offer that they want. They don't want to give him away. You know, I think this is like, and I do feel this way. Like, I think if there was a solid one on the table and somebody was willing to take on his salary, he'd be on that team right now. I don't think he's able to, I don't think that the return for him is going to be a one. And the reason why is very simple. It's a combination of his age, his injury history, and, you know, kind of projecting forward. And I think people kind of make the mistake sometimes. Like, what a team, like a team giving up something for you, it's not a career achievement award. It's like what they project that you're going to be for the next 3 or 4 years. And that's why when you look at players, I think there have been 11 non-quarterbacks over the last 3 years that have been traded for first-round picks. None of them was older than 27 years old. Julio's 32. You know, so like, a guy being traded for a first round pick at that age is unheard of if it's not a quarterback. And so I think ultimately they're going to wind up sending him somewhere for a two. And the money is obviously a factor too. That sort of cuts down on the amount of suitors you have because the cap is so tight this year. And because of COVID, cash budgets are a little tighter as well. So I just think it's like, and I know I'm like sort of all over the place there, but I think, you know, if you put it all together, it sort of illustrates why, you know, for a great, great player, a guy who's going to walk into the Hall of Fame someday, you know, I just think it's, you know, it's going to be difficult for the Falcons to get anything more than a second-round pick.
Where do you think he ultimately ends up, Albert? You know, we've talked about Baltimore a lot, and Lamar Jackson's never played with a good receiver, like a front-line guy.
Baltimore makes some sense. Tennessee makes sense for me, too. Those two are really the ones. New England's sort of lurking in the background. Vegas, I think, has an interest. The question with Vegas is the cash. And, you know, I bring up cash budgets, and I know fans don't really pay attention to this part of it. But if you look at, like, the money that Vegas has spent in free agency over the last few years, they were really counting on a windfall when that new stadium opened. And that windfall didn't come because of COVID. You know, so I think the Raiders would like to try to make something happen, but I just don't know that the cash is there for it. Again, I think New England is there if a bargain is there for them, which I don't think it's going to be quite where they'd need it to be. And that leaves Tennessee and Baltimore. And I just, you know, Baltimore, I'm with you. Like, they're like at the end of the window where Lamar is going to be affordable, and you're going to be able to do these sorts of things around him. You know, and then Tennessee, if you look at the makeup of the roster, there are a lot of guys that are right in the prime of their careers, right? Like guys like Derrick Henry and Ryan
Brown.
Tannehill, of course. Yeah, and like Taylor Lewan. Yeah. There are guys that are either right in the middle of their prime or aging, and so they're right sort of in that sweet spot where it might make sense for them to make a go for it move like this, especially when you consider they lost Corey Davis in free agency.
Albert, is there any chance that the Packers call Aaron Rodgers bluff and make him retire?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this, well, I'll put it this way to you, Dustin. Like, he already gave up $500,000, right? Not showing up for the offseason program. He's walking away from $500,000. That's not nothing. You know, and
no, that's a lot of money. I love $500,000 right now.
I mean, I don't care how, and I know he makes a lot, but it's still a lot of money to walk away from.
Hell yeah,
I mean, all you got to do is show up and lift weights, right? Like, and you get $500,000.
And you can buy yourself a new Rolls Royce for just showing up.
right. And so he's not doing that. That's an indication to me he won't show up at the mini camp either in June. So I think the first real thing is that'll cost him about $95,000. I think the first real checkpoint is to start a training camp. And that's when, you know, now we're talking about $50,000 a day and potentially losing, I think, somewhere between $800,000 and $900,000 for each preseason game. Now that is, I mean, really, really walking away from a lot of money. So, you know, I don't think the Packers have any intention of trading him. I don't think they have any intention of exploring trading him. And I think, you know, really to fix this, I think the Packers have to somehow, some way, that they're willing to change the way that they do business for the next 3 or 4 years and build with urgency to compete with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to me, like the best olive branch would have been going and moving money around and getting Julio Jones. Like, to me, if you want to show Aaron Rodgers we're all in for right now, like that opportunity, like there's a rare opportunity right there for you at this stage of the offseason. Normally it wouldn't be there for you. So I think that would be, I think that would be maybe the best way to do it. If you go to him and say, if we get Julio, like, will you report? And will you sign a new deal with us? And will you commit to us for the next 2 or 3 years? I haven't heard anything like very substantive yet with as far as where their interest in Julio is.
Last thing, Albert, and Albert Breer with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Patrick Mahomes apparently said, I don't know if it was today or yesterday or whenever, recently, that one of his goals is to go 20-0 this year. Percentage chance that will happen?
Oh, God. I mean, I covered the Patriots.
40-1.
You know, I was around that 07 Patriots team. And, you know, it's interesting to think about that team because I think there's a lesson in there and how they did it. And that Spygate happened at the very beginning of that year, as you guys will remember, right? Yep. So not only was that a loaded roster, but that team had a freaking hair across its ass all year. And they wanted to just shove it down everyone's throats. And I honestly, like, I think that's a fact. I mean, can't you guys see that? Like we're to have the week-to-week focus, to be on your A game every week, to be able to just bring it so consistently. like, and not have that 1 week where you have a bad Wednesday at practice, which means you have a bad first quarter and you lose a game you shouldn't, right? To be that consistent, like, and be locked in, I almost think, like, it takes something like that, you know? And so, like, I mean, I think there's any team in the league that can pull it off. It might be the Chiefs, you know, just because they've still got young ascending players in their roster. Mahomes is an alien at quarterback, you know? Mm-hmm. But I almost feel like you have to have that, like, little extra something, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, where there's something that's going to keep you locked in on a week-to-week basis, because the season is just such a – it's just such a grind going through an NFL season. So – why don't you throw me down for 10% chance 10%? Of it happening?
That's pretty good.
Just because I think it's so hard to pull off. And look, like, I mean, even like that Patriots team, right?
Yeah.
Like, look at what happened at the end. I mean, they just didn't have anything left. And if you and I know we've like romanticized the regular season, but if you look, you could sort of see it coming. Like the Chargers almost beat them with Phillip Rivers on a torn ACL 2 weeks before that Super Bowl, and they were out of gas. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah.
So I just think it's such a difficult thing to do. And this is Andy Reid's great. Patrick Mahomes, again, is the best player in the league.
I'd say 10% is pretty optimistic. That's no insult at all. I mean, that's a high.
It's
Vegas is 40-1, really, by the way.
Vegas
is 40-1 for them to win every game.
So that would be way less than 10% then.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I guess now that I think of it, like 10-1 would be. Yeah, that I'm probably underselling it now. Like,
by the way, Albert, I heard Jeff Saturday today say on Get Up. Is it Get Up?
Yeah, Get Up.
I heard him say that he's still ticked to this day. Remember, the Colts were undefeated and they pulled all their starters in the middle of the game.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
He's still ticked about that.
They were what? Well, they were 14-0 or 13-0?
14-0 at the time. Yeah.
Right, and then they lost in the first round of the playoffs, right? Or the first playoff, not the first round, but they lost their first playoff game, I think,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So there you have it. I mean, it's a really difficult thing to pull off. So I mean, even 10%, I probably sound ridiculous saying that, because then I'd be laying 10-1 odds.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I don't think it's crazy. I mean, they're that good, but anyway, it's tough. Albert, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.